Welcome to those that are joining us for Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. We're continuing in the section that's based on Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal's magnum opus. We're up to paragraph Kuf Chav Zayin, 127. Beor Harbe Binyan Ma Sheyefsha Litchoy Kes Hashoah Afilu Binyan Haeskarvus Alakdusha. A broad elaboration regarding the fact that it's forbidden for a person to insist that they want something immediately, even regarding coming close to Hashem, coming close to holiness. Rak tzrichin lahamtin harbe, but rather that a person has to be able to wait a lot. Uletzapois lishuas Hashem. And to wait for and to yearn for Hashem's salvation, ad sheyizke lefarish sichosoi heitev lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, berachmim v'tachnunim, until a person will have the privilege of really pouring out their heart well to Hashem, pleading and begging Hashem, ad sheyizke lekabel diburim chamim kegach leyesh, until eventually the person will have the privilege of receiving from Hashem words of fire, where the person is able to speak with tremendous enthusiasm and passion to Hashem. V'achar kach, tzrichin lahamtin oid harbe, and even after a person achieves that, they still have to wait a lot, ad sheyismalei bakasho, v'ad sheyiskarv l'Hashem yisborach b'shleimus, and until the person is privileged to come close to Hashem, to really come close to Hashem solidly. V'afal pikein, gam betoich zman ha-hamtona v'ashihiyo, osur lishkoyach ulahasiyach daitoi, min ha-hishtoikikus v'akisufim v'agagun elu v'isborach. And even during the waiting periods, their deep yearning for Hashem, regarding an elaboration on this topic, see the chapter on Likutei Etzes on Hespoidedus, paragraph 47, and also the chapter on Yira, Fear of Hashem, paragraph 164, and the chapter that deals with the topic of the holiday of Pesach and the counting of the Omer, 165 and 166. There this topic is elaborated on. The next paragraph, 128, is based on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Nezikin, Halacha Dalid, paragraph 3. Tzorich kolodom leida shechut ha-sayro yokor mo'oid mo'oid. Each and every single person needs to know and realize that even a hair, even the slightest movement, is something that's very precious to Hashem. V'hu toloi b'chol eis b'chut ha-sayra. And a person needs to know that their life and their success and failure is dependent on a hair, on that thin a line. She'yochol hodom lekalkel harbe al yidei chut ha-sayra chas v'sholem. A person has the ability to destroy, to mess up in a very, very big way by just veering off course a hair length. Umikolshkein sheyochoy lesakin harbe al yidei chut ha-sayra. And certainly more so, a person has the ability to improve things dramatically and to change things dramatically in their life, even if they're able to advance and to improve and to change things in the slightest way, like the width of a hair. Because we know always that the good is much, much stronger, much better than the opposite. Because when it comes to holiness, when it comes to doing positive things spiritually, the slightest improvement is very precious to Hashem. And Hashem, with his great kindness, has designed the religion in such a way that each and every person has the opportunity to do many mitzvahs every single day. V'chol echot miYisrael moishech es atzmei mehora el atoiv b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And every single observant Jew draws themselves out of bad and towards good every single day. Ki hoylich mi beiso yomei asokov lebeis hakneses, because a person leaves their home and leaves their business to go to the synagogue. Umeniach talis utfilin, and a man puts on his talis and tfilin, umespalel and prays. Ubevadai nimtza b'chol ze kama v'kama nekudos toivos, shem b'chin asaris kedoshos, shem yikorem etzleis borach moed moed. And within the norm of the mitzvahs that every single Jew comes across on a daily basis, there are many good points that the person can be able to achieve, accomplish, which are, even if they're small, relatively small, and they could be compared to hairs, you know, that thin, that tiny, still, Hashem respects it tremendously and considers it very precious. V'chein afilu b'inyonei taivois v'erhurim shemizgabrim alodom b'chol yoyim, and so too regarding evil desires and bad thoughts that bombard a person every single day. Ubevadai mishehu ishkosher k'tzas yesh lo yisurim gedoyla mizeh umizgabra b'chol eis neged amachshoves v'erhurim. And certainly a person who's trying to be religious, trying to be good, that person suffers tremendously when they encounter these bad thoughts, and they try to overcome them, they try to battle them. V'chol tnua shemenatek esatzmoy mehem k'chut asayro hu yokor be'inov yisporach mo'id mo'id. And every slight movement that the person tries to move away from, to escape these bad thoughts and bad desires, is considered very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Ki hu yoda yitzreinu, because Hashem knows very, very well our evil inclination and what a struggle it is for a human being to be able to conquer all their bad desires, etc. V'yodea eich hayetzahora mizgabra al kol echod v'yechod, and Hashem knows the difficult struggle that a person has constantly, how the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, tries repeatedly every single day to defeat a person. V'alkein yokor be'inov yisporach kol tnua utnua, and therefore every slight movement that the person makes in the right direction is precious to Hashem. Afilu hi kesayra mamish, even if the movement is like the thinness of a hair. Mashodo moishich es atzmoy miasitra achra lakdusha, the fact that a person tries to draw themselves away from sitra achra, away from impurity, away from evil, and to bring themselves towards good, towards holiness. Ki hodom bo'ilom ho'asiya, because men, human beings, find ourselves in the lowest spiritual world, which is called Olam Ho'asiya, Shehumole Klipois, which is full of all kinds of impurities and all kinds of negative forces. V'hem kruchim acharodom moid moid, and they're constantly trying to come after the person. And the Gemara tells us that were it not for help from Hashem, a person would never stand a chance to overcome these evil desires, these forces of tuma, these negative forces that are working in this physical world that we exist in. V'alkein tzorich kolodom lahaskil al drochov b'choleis, lishmor atzmoy mioid, sheloi taschel machshavtoi lotzeis chutz mi'ikvul ha'kdusha chasashon, afilu kechut ha'saira. And it's for this reason that it's extremely important for a person to be careful and always analyze their situation, and to be careful to avoid allowing their mind to stray off course even the tiniest bit, even a hair. Ki al yidei pigam kechut ha'saira shenoyta min haderach hatoiv chas v'shalom yochoy lahatois harbe ledrochim nevoichim. Because by a person allowing their mind to drift off course a little bit, even the slightest bit, to think negative thoughts or to think impure thoughts, things like that, it starts with a tiny drop, and then a person can find themselves veering way, way, way off course to places they never thought, they never expected to, chas v'shalom, and to get themselves into deep trouble. V'chasher yodea kol echad b'nafshoi, as each and every single one of us knows very well, she'ikar kilkulov u'pigomo v'chatov rachmona litzlon, kulam hischilu michut ha'saira, that majority of cases, any time that we messed up or we committed any sin or got involved in doing something bad, usually it began from a tiny, tiny little infraction. Began from a slight, just participating a drop. Al yidei shelo yoh yonizor batchila lishmar machshavtoi heitev, v'nimshach achar hamesis mat mat rachmona litzlon, because of the fact that the person wasn't careful to guard their mind, their thoughts, and allow themselves to be drawn after the Yetzer, the evil inclination, a little bit at first, a tiny, tiny drop. Unfortunately, the person ended up falling hook, line, and sinker into the hands of the Yetzer, of the evil inclination. Kama Shekosuv, as the Torah tells us, Hoy Moishchei Ho'ovoin Bechavlei Hashov, Ucho'ovois Ho'agolo Chato. Woe is to those people who allow themselves to be drawn into sin with false strings, and then it ends up being like the thick, thick bar of a wagon. They find themselves in sin. As our rabbis tell us, that the nature of the Yetzer Hara is, his MO, his style is, Hayoim Omer Lo Yaseh Kach, that when he first starts with a person, he doesn't try to grab the entire person. He doesn't go for something big. He's willing to start with something very small, that the person is willing to deviate a little bit, a tiny little bit, from what they perceive to be the right path, doing the right thing. And then the next day, the Yetzer Hara tells him to go a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then eventually the person finds themselves that they've gone way, way off course to places that they really, really never thought they would and never wanted to. Ukefiz gabrus hayetzor al odom hoyochas v'shalom efes tikva. And based on how powerful this evil inclination is, a person would almost not stand a chance to succeed against it. Achmido toiva marubo. However, Hashem's desire for the person's success and Hashem's wanting the good to come out on top is obviously much, much more. Ki chut ha'saira digdusha yokor ma'oid moid. Because as we mentioned earlier, the slightest movement towards Hashem is something that's very precious. V'yalkein tzorech odom leida gam ha'hefech. And therefore, a person needs to realize that the opposite is also true. Shekishem is gabramol of moed, v'nidmoloi shekvar nise kol kach, ad sheyev sheloi lamed negdom, that when a person is feeling that they're being bombarded by the forces of evil, by the Yetzirah, by the evil inclination, and it appears to the person that they've drifted so far away from Hashem, to the point where they don't have the energy, they don't have the strength anymore to be able to stand up to their evil desires or to their Yetzer Hara, that person needs to know and to believe that every tiny drop that person will move away from their Yetzer Hara, away from their evil inclination, away from doing what they perceive to be not the right thing, and they'll draw themselves towards Hashem even the slightest bit, Hu yokor ma'oid bein av yisborach b'lishir. Hashem considers that very, very, very precious. Ve'elu hasarois yislaktu yachad b'ravois hayomim, and these hairs, these tiny little bits, will gather together eventually, ויזכר יותם להסוג הסלקוס, and eventually they will become vessels into which will be shined an understanding of Hashem, a deep understanding of Hashem, שנמשך על ידי צמצומים קדושים שהם בחינה סרויס, which also comes to Hashem in tiny little bits, as if they're coming in little pipes, thin pipes that are like hairs. שהם נעשים על ידי בחינה סרויס כנל, which the person prepares these vessels, these kelim, into which to receive Hashem's light by these tiny hairs of advancement that the person makes, progress, or an effort to try to be good. Hainu al yidei she'isha Yisraeli moishech es atzmoi meira letoiv b'chol pam. The fact that a Jew is trying to move away from evil, away from doing the wrong thing, and towards the right thing, constantly, she'ikoroi toli b'chut ha'saira, whereby the main accomplishment of that depends on the person's willingness to recognize the importance of tiny little bits of advancements, or chas v'shalom the opposite, that's what the real success depends on. Ki afilu tzadikim gedolim tluyim b'chol eis b'chut ha'saira. Because even the holiest, righteous people, the great tzadikim, even their success and failure depends on a hair sometimes. It's a hairline. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Usvivov nisaro ma'oid, that those that are in the circle around Hashem, those that are in the inner circle close to Hashem, around there it's very stormy. The word nisaro means stormy, and the ukamashom razal, and as our rabbis tell us, the word nisaro also means, is from the word saro, kechut ha-saira, that these great tzaddikim, very often, if they mess up, even in the slightest, tiniest item, for them it's considered a major failure, and very often they could be punished very severely for it. And so too, the slightest, tiniest success is also considered something very precious to Hashem. The next paragraph, 129, is based again on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat. This time it's the laws Hilchas Maiko Ushmiras HaNefesh, the laws regarding the obligation to build a fence around one's roof, or generally to be careful to watch one's health and safekeeping. Chapter 4, Halacha Dalet, paragraphs 2 and 3. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Iker hayahadus toloi behischaskus, shehu bechinas azus dikdusha. The main success in Judaism depends on a person's ability to be encouraged, to be firm and consistent, and not allow themselves to become discouraged in any way. Shehu bechinas azus dikdusha. One of the terms that's used to refer to this is Azus Digdusha, which means a holy type of brazenness, stubbornness, and toughness. Shekol mi shemechazik es atzmoi b'chol pam afilu kechut ha'saira, kemoikein hu nichnas b'gvul ha'gdusha, whereby a person who has the ability to give themselves the proper encouragement and positive thinking constantly, even if it's the tiniest little bit, that's the degree that the person is able to succeed at entering within the framework of holiness. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk tells us in the Torah, Nehalto ve'oscho el nevei kodshecho, that through your oiz, through your toughness, through your commitment, you were led into the dwelling of holiness, that it's dependent on this Azus Digdusha. V'yiskarev yoyser el toiro utfilo uletzadik emes, and such a person will succeed at constantly coming closer to the Torah and to praying properly and to come close to the true tzadikim. V'chol ma shezoicha l'toyro l'tfila yoyser, and the more that the person will get involved in the study of Torah and praying more and better, kemoikein zoicha la'asas tikdusha v'schaskus gadol b'yoyser, that gives the person more encouragement and more strength and more determination. V'chein choizer cholila, and this keeps going round and round. A feeds on A feeds B, and B feeds A, and the person keeps advancing and advancing. At sheyochol al yedei ze lavoi lemadreges gedolos b'avodas Hashem, to the point where if the person will be firm and loyal and consistent and stubborn, not retreating, not giving up, not quitting, even when the going gets difficult, that person will be able to get to achieve great heights spiritually. Im yizke lechazei kol ametz esatzmoi tomet b'chol eis, v'liyos az kanomar b'chol abechinois. If the person will be firm in their encouragement, and they'll be tough like a leopard in all aspects. Hein sheyiloi azas tikdusha k'neged gufay hamegusham, shu az ponem b'yoyser b'nyonei ataivois. Number one, in order for a person to succeed spiritually in Judaism, the person has to be very tough to stand up to their body, to the physical desires of the body, that shehu az ponim b'yoser, which Rabbein Ezal says that the body has the ability to show terrible brazenness in wanting everything and wanting things that are harmful to it and wanting more than it's supposed to have and more than it needs. And a person who wants to succeed spiritually has to have the toughness to stand up to those desires and to be able to say no when they have to. V'hein sheyeloi azas tikdusha k'neged kol minei ho'azei ponim shebadoir, sheim klal kol hamoinim v'hamisisim v'hamidichim o'isim miderach emes lamitoi. And so too, a person has to have the toughness to stand up to the brazen people of the generation, people who would try to dissuade and discourage a person in all kinds of ways from progressing spiritually, from being a good type of person on a spiritual level. V'chein gam lehefech chas v'shalom. And the same thing is true in the opposite direction. Shal yidei chalishu sadas kol shehu yochoy lipoil b'daitoy. That sometimes if a person allows themselves to be discouraged in the tiniest bit, the person can really lose it. V'yidei ze yisrachek mi toiru tfila. And a person, through allowing themselves to slip a little bit, sometimes that causes a distance to develop, where they start moving away from the study of Torah and from praying properly. U'kemoichein nechlash daito yoser chas v'sholem, and that leads to further discouragement. V'chein choizer cholila, and this keeps spiraling. Ad sheharbe noflu al yedei ze legamri, to the point where there are many people, many, who tried to come close to Hashem, who tried to climb the spiritual ladder, and because they allowed themselves to slip and to be discouraged, either based on circumstances or based on something somebody said to them that put them off, the person ended up losing it completely, falling away completely. And about this, our rabbis teach us, Yitzroi Shelodo Mizgabarolov B'chol Yoim, that the evil inclination tries every single day to defeat the person, to discourage the person. Vilmolaya Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizroi Lo Yocheloi. And were it not for divine assistance, were it not for Hashem interceding and helping the person, we wouldn't stand a chance against this angel, against this Yetzirah, against this evil inclination. Ki ikar hisgabrusoi hu lahachlish lev odom betachbuloisov. Because the main method that the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, uses to cause a person to fail is by discouraging the person, making the person feel like a failure, making the person think they're getting nowhere. V'lmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi b'chol yoim l'chazek libeinu b'kama minei hischaskus. And were it not for the fact that Hashem helps a person every single day with all, giving the person all kinds of encouragement, שחיזקו איסונו הצדיק ימס בתוירוסם ושיחוסם הנפלויס פנרויס ומוקויס מויד מויד, especially the kind of encouragement that we find in the words of the true tzaddikim, in the Torah that they spread, and the teachings, the awesome, wondrous, deep teachings that they've put forth in their writings, kvar hoyo ma shehoyo chas v'shom. Were it not for that, who knows where the Jewish people would be already. V'al kein, ikor hasulam, lalois midargo ladargo bavoides Hashem, hurak al yidei his chaskus v'azis tigdusha kanal. And therefore, the ladder through which a person can advance from level to level in coming close to Hashem, that ladder, the most important ingredient in that process, is encouragement and stubbornness, relentlessness, and a commitment, a total commitment, never to give in, not to give in, not to allow myself to be discouraged no matter what I see, no matter what I hear. We'll pause here for a moment to correspond to any questions or comments. The tshuva that a person needs to do for bad thoughts is to reverse it, to have good thoughts, positive thoughts. And we know the Torah tells us that in order for anything to be accomplished in this physical world that we live in, it has to go through three stages. Thought, from thought to speech to action. But it all begins in the mind. It begins with good thoughts. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman teaches us that one of the most important things for a person to pray for is for Hashem to send us good thoughts, for us to be inclined to want to do good and to be thinking positive about ourselves, about people around us, especially people close to us, and to be in our mind, even if we can't physically yet bring it into action or even into words, at least to have that deep yearning in mind and in heart to want to do good, to want to do the right thing. One of the prayers that we say in the morning prayer in Shachris, there's a chapter there towards the end that's entitled Uvo Letzion Goel. And there we say, Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Sayrosoi, may Hashem open our hearts with His Torah, V'yosem B'Libeinu Ahavosoi V'Yirosoi, and may Hashem place into our hearts a love for Him and a respect for Him. And there are V'lasos Ritzoinoi, and also that we should want to fulfill Hashem's will. So we see there that this is something, that the thoughts that come in and out of a person's mind are also something that are sent from Hashem, and a person definitely has the right and the obligation to pray for good thoughts and to pray to be protected from bad thoughts. All right, we'll continue. The next paragraph, 130, is based on the same chapter of Likutei Halachos that we mentioned earlier. This time it's paragraphs 2 and 5. B'chol pam sheroitzim la'alois midarga ledarga, b'vadai ha'hechrech sheyi yerida koidem hu'aliya. Whenever a person wants to advance and move forward spiritually, there always has to be a yerida, a setback, before the person can achieve a new height, before they can get to a new level. Before they can go up, they always have to go down first. Ve'oz bevadai ho'odom besakona gedoyla. And when the person is experiencing that going down, the person is obviously in great danger. Ve'yesholov milchomois gedoylois. And the person goes through major battles. V'tzorich l'schazek harbe harbe. And the person has to have tremendous encouragement. עד שיבטל המוסר המבדיל והחושך שקודם לאור. In order for the person to succeed at removing, eliminating the obstacles and the darkness that precede a person getting to the true light. Shehu bechinas yerida shekoidem lo aliyah. This is the concept of yerida that precedes aliyah. Ad shetishape ha-yerida la-aliyah. And until eventually the going down will get turned around and actually become an elevation. It's a concept of a diving board, where in order for the person to go high up, they have to first jump down, they have to press down on that board, and then it propels them upward. V'ze avoidas hatzadikim v'aksherim kol yomei chayeyem. And this is the work, the life work of tzadikim and righteous people, people who want to advance spiritually. Ki al kol adam sheboilam oiver kol ze. Because every single person in the world experiences ups and downs. Ki afilu mishu b'madrega p'chusa mo'id mo'id. Even a person who's on the lowest level. V'afilu im ovar mashovar. No, even no matter what the person's been through. V'gam ato hu k'moy shehu. And now they're on whatever level they're on. Afal pikein b'chol eis shemisoyra beze tnua kala l'skar v'leze tova shebikdusha. Azai lefi b'chinoso yesh loy tekef aliyos v'yeridois harbe kefi hisoyrarusoy l'skar v'leshemisborach. No matter how low a level a person is on, the moment that they desire, the moment that they decide that they want to try to advance, they want to try to do something good, that person immediately goes through all kinds of ups and downs. Ki afilu mishu betoich ha'oretz mamish, afilu b'shoel tachtis u'mitachtov rachmono letzlon, גם משום, כשמסוירים לאליס משום, גם שום יש בוודאי כמה וכמה מדרגויס בלי שור. Because even a person who's on the lowest spiritual levels, when that person decides that they want to come close to Hashem, even no matter to what degree, even there, there's all kinds of levels and there's all kinds of ups and downs that the person experiences. K'moy l'moshel b'gashmius. Rav Nosson Zal says we see this in physical items. K'shem sh'yesh madregois rabois mi bayis l'aliyah u mi aliyah l'aliyah. Just as we know that to go from one floor in a building to the second floor, there's many steps. And then to go from the second floor to a higher floor, there's still more steps. V'kolshkein mishar b'daitoi kama madregos yesh me'eretz l'shamayim mi'kolshkein mishamayim l'malo l'malo l'malo. And especially if a person would try to picture how many steps it would take to go on a stairway to heaven, to climb all the way up to heaven, and then from one heaven to the higher heaven, etc. K'moikein toich guf ovi horetz. The same thing is true when we talk about in a downward direction. Bevada yeshom kama v'kama madregas. There are also many steps. Im yishar b'daitoi boirois u'mechilois b'imke horetz harbe. If a person will try to picture in their mind, you know, deep, deep tunnels that are deepened under the ground. Bevada im roitze lalois mishom b'imke aboirois u'mechilois. Bevadai ha'hechrich sheyelech v'yal midarga ladarga. And if a person will want to come out of the deep and go up, obviously the person will understand that it's going to take a lot of climbing, a lot of steps, and they have to go step by step. V'azai k'sheroitze lalois marigoso ileze ma'ala madrega voya mimenu, k'tzas, af shegam zoya madrega adayim betoich oimikoretz harbe, af al pikein azai mishtatchen kenegdoi harbe b'chol pam. And even if the person is way, way down there, and the person wants to start moving up, every step that they want to take in an upward direction takes strength and takes encouragement. And there's all kinds of obstacles. ועל כן יש לודום מלחומויס גדולויס ומניויס רבויס בכל פעם שרוצה לגשת לאיזה עבודה של קודש. And this is why, every time that a person wants to advance spiritually, the person experiences major battles and major obstacles. ולפעמים מאויצם המלחמה הוא נכשל לפעמים ואינו עומד בניסיון חס ושלום. And sometimes because the battle is so difficult, the person ends up failing and failing a test חס ושלום, committing a sin. ויוז צורך להסחל מחודש. And then the person has to start over. אל כן צריכים הזחסקוס גודל ועוצם מאויד בכל פעם, בכל יום ובכל איס. Therefore, a person needs tremendous encouragement at all time, every day, every hour, lerachem al atzmoy, for the person to care about themselves, velachshev al tachlisei v'soifei b'chol pam, and to always be looking into the future, the real future, ki soif kol soif ma'yeh mimenu, because in the end, in the real end, where am I going to be? Where am I going to be if I don't live the right type of life? And no matter what, no matter how many times I failed, no matter where I'm at right now, I still am obligated to fight this battle, to try to get to the right place, to try to serve Hashem. Ki hayegia biatzmo, מה שמסייגע וחויתר על כל פעם ובכל פעם לא צייס ולאויס מבחיסס מרגוסוי, because the struggle itself, the fact that the person is trying to get out of the ditch that they're in, trying to get out of certain bad things they're involved in, זה גם כן יוקר מאויד מאויד בעיני השם יסבורך. That too is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Ve'im yisyaga ve'yachdor ve'yispalel v'chol yom l'Hashem yisborach she'yitzeyu memkoyim yisei l'shnofel b'hem. And if the person will struggle and try and pray to Hashem every single day, asking Hashem to help them get out of the places that they've fallen into, bevadai yiyah achrisoy l'toivo, that person eventually will definitely succeed. Ki soif kol soif yishapech hakol letoiva, because everything will eventually turn around for that person's good. V'chol ha'yiridos yishapchu l'aliyos gedolos, and all the mistakes that the person made, all the falls that the person suffered, will be turned around to that person's benefit, and they'll become part of the person's ascent in coming close to Hashem. Bebechinas yirido tachlis hu'aliyah. As we know, there is this spiritual concept of a yirido, where the person goes down in order, tachlis hu'aliyah, in order to go up, where the only reason they're moving back is to be able to move forward much, much more powerfully, like a slingshot. The next paragraph, 131, is based on Likutei Halachos Even Ho'ezer, the section that deals primarily with things related to men and women, the relationship between men and women. And this time it's Hilchas Ishus, the chapter on Ishus, Halacha Dalet, chapter 4, paragraph 19. Mi shechos al chayav amiti mi'anitzchim, a person who cares about their eternal life, azai kol ma sheroya shasitrachra shem b'chinas hechle atmurois mizgabram umispashtim umishtatchim kenegdo yoser v'yoser, then the more that that person sees that the obstacles are getting stronger and it's becoming more and more difficult to advance spiritually, the person doesn't get discouraged from it, but rather kemoikein humizgaber umisameitz umizdareis yoser l'skar l'ashem yisborach, but rather that person simply tries harder and more to come close to Hashem. Machmas sheroya sheroitzim l'tchoyse l'gamri, because the person sees that the evil inclination, the forces of evil, are trying to push him out completely. V'ze b'chinas hisrachkus tachlis ha'hiskarvus yirida tachlis ho'aliyah. This is what's known in spiritual terms as a distancing that's only for the sake of bringing the person close, whereby sometimes a person feels or thinks that Hashem is pushing them away, whereas in fact it's only so that the person can get closer. It's only so that the person will fight harder to draw themselves close. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom razal al mamrei hu shenosan lo yetzu al amila. And this is where the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, in a sense, the first person in his generation to believe in Hashem. And the Torah tells us that he had different friends. One of his friends was called Mamre. And the Torah tells us that even though Mamre wasn't as religious as Avraham Avinu at first, eventually he was one of the people who encouraged Avraham Avinu to go ahead and circumcise himself and his family. Mamre hu bechinas heichle hatmurois. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the word Mamre represents the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, which is sometimes referred to as heichle hatmurois. Shehizgabru v'shtatchu kenegdoi, whereby these forces opposed Avraham Avinu at first, v'ideze daiko nesiyaitz lomo leslovovi b'shleimus, and by his determination, the fact that Avraham Avinu was so determined to do the right thing, even those who originally opposed him ended up being encouragement to him to get him to try harder to do the right thing, to come close to Hashem. The next paragraph, 132, is also based on the same chapter in Likutei Halachos. Kisheroitze ha'odam lichnoi selakdusha, azai mizgabrim u'mispashtim kenegdo yasitra achro shem heichle atmuro ismoid. When a person decides that they want to come close, they want to advance spiritually, then the forces of evil, the evil inclination, tries very, very hard to block that person. Shehem Heichle Hatmurois. One of the nicknames of these forces is it's called the Heichal Hatmurois. V'chol ma shehu somoch yoiser lepesa hagdusha. And the more that the person gets closer and closer to the entrance of holiness, meaning to success, these opposing forces get nervous and they work harder and harder to try to discourage the person, to try to block the person's success. To the point where, unfortunately, there are many people who tried to advance and succeed spiritually, and they actually got very far. They were literally at the entranceway, where they were about to enter into a very high level of spirituality, and at the last moment, they got discouraged, they lost it, and they fell away. One of the reasons for this was because they didn't realize how close they were to their success. Or because of the fact that the opposing forces were so powerful, where it was the person felt it was too difficult for them to be able to break. However, a person who's really sincere and really wants to succeed spiritually, hu yoishev umamtin umesakev yomim harbe etzel pesach hakdusha. That person is willing to sit and wait it out, even if they have to wait a long time, many days, at the entranceway to the holiness. V'yafal pi shebetoch zman ze shehu mesakev etzel pesach umekav miyachad ikones lefnim mizgabar olav chamim esayetzor moid. And despite the fact that while the person is sitting and waiting there at the entranceway, the forces of evil are bombarding them. The heat of the evil inclination, the passions of evil, are still working against the person and causing the person all kinds of problems. Afal pikein huoises shiloi. The person doesn't back down, doesn't walk away, but rather the person keeps trying with their determination. Ve'yoshev u'mamtin etzel Pesach HaKdusha. The person sits and waits over there at the entranceway. Ve'enoy roitze loshuv l'achoro b'shumoifen. And the person refuses to retreat, refuses to give up. Ve'zeh b'chinas. This is what the Torah is alluding to when it tells us about Avraham Avinu. Ve'hu yoshev Pesach ha'oyel kechoim hayoim. That Avraham Avinu was sitting at the entranceway to the tent during the heat of the day. Rav Nosson Zal tells us the symbolism here. Yeshiva miloshen akova. Sitting implies not moving forward, not advancing, remaining in one place. Kemo yishom razal, as the rabbis tell us. Ukechoim hayoim, and the heat of the day, Marames al hisgabrus chamimus hayetzahora. That alludes to the evil inclination of the person turning up the heat on that person. Afal pikein, hu einoi roitze lahatoi sisatzmoi. But despite that, the person refuses to be discouraged. V'choshev al tachlisi anitzchi b'emes. And the person thinks about their true future, their eternal future. Ve'enoy shov locher b'shum oifen. And the person doesn't walk away, doesn't move back. Yech shiyeh, no matter what they're going through. Rak hu yoshev u'mamtin u'misakev etzel Pesach HaKdusha yomim rabim kama shiyeh. But rather the person insists on waiting and waiting, no matter how long it's going to take. And despite the fact that the person sees that they're not being allowed to enter yet into true holiness, and the heat of the day, which is the heat of the evil inclination, the passions of evil, are burning him up. The person still doesn't give in, isn't willing to quit, isn't willing to leave or to give up. And the person waits and procrastinates at the entranceway to the tent of the true righteous people, the true tzaddikim, ad yerucham in hashamayim, until Hashem will take pity on me and allow me to enter. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas v'yoshua b'nun nar lo yomish mitoy choyel kemavur b'pnim. And this is what the Torah refers to when it tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu's best student, Yehoshua, that it describes him as one who refused to leave the tent, meaning he was determined to get in, he was determined to stay close to Moshe Rabbeinu, and no matter how difficult it was at times, no matter how hot things got at times, he still remained firm and held his ground, stood his ground, until he actually succeeded in becoming the best student of Moshe Rabbeinu and the leader of the Jewish people after Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman explains that everyone, even the greatest of tzaddikim, also, in order to ascend, in order to go to achieve higher levels, they must go down first. They must have a yerida first before they can have an aliyah. One of the examples that he gives of this is the concept whereby when a person visits the gravesite of a tzaddik, the tzaddik, the soul of the tzaddik, is up in heaven, somewhere up in a high place. And when a person comes there to pray to Hashem at the site of the grave of a tzaddik, the soul of that tzaddik comes down to be with that person during that time and to plead on behalf of that person, to assist that person in their prayer. This coming down represents a yerida for the soul of a tzaddik. That's a concept of the soul descending. But it's a descent that propels the tzaddik to new, higher levels. And there are many other examples of this. I'd like to hold it at this point. Best wishes for a wonderful Shabbos and weekend. Looking forward to completing this book, and we'll see where we go from here. All the best. See where we go from here. All the best.